All my parapatriots out there, and thank you for joining one of the fastest growing parapolitical podcasts out in podcast land. Yes, you are now tuned into the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Now, this week's show, it's against my better judgment, but I'm going to go purely political. There's going to be no paranormal on here, and the reason for that is a combination of things are happening in the world that really need to be discussed, and my listeners. I got called out, and I got to tell you, my listeners were right, and I'll admit when I'm wrong. A couple weeks ago, I did a show, and it was part of the show was me telling you, I listen to my listeners, and I give them what they want. And I had a listener this week call me out and said, hey, Tom, don't want to be a devil's advocate, but you know, you said that you give the listeners what you want, and every week you come on here and say you're done talking about impeachment, even though your listeners are begging you to talk about the impeachment. So you really don't give the listeners what they want to hear. And you know, Kevin from South Dakota, you're right. You're absolutely right. So the listeners want to hear about the impeachment. The listeners want to hear about the politics. The listeners want to hear about the IG report that came out Monday. I'm going to talk about that. Plus, I'm also going to talk about the ramifications of what happened Friday morning in Britain. Because, in my opinion, it is a prelude of things to come. But now, before I get into the show, I want to continue to apologize. I listened to the show last week, and I have an infernal buzzing noise in the background that I cannot get rid of. I don't know what it is, so I've got a new studio set up on order, and it will be here. It won't be here this week or next week, so you have two more weeks of listening to this infernal noise, and then hopefully my new setup will be much, much better. So I want to apologize for this infernal buzzing noise. Ever since I used my stuff for the podcasting for my Halloween party, I can't get rid of it. So something happened. I don't know. Maybe I spilled a drink on it and I don't remember. I don't know, but it is infuriating. It does, after a while, go away, and you have to be listening really close in some points to hear it, but it's there, and I want to apologize. Now, I know Kevin from South Dakota got some props for sending me a comment this week and calling me out, but that's not the comment of the week. I'm just saying, hey, that's having me eat crow, and I thank you for that. The comment of the week did not come via email. Now, I use Podbean as my source host. In other words, I record this show, I upload it to Podbean, and then Podbean sends it out to whoever carries my show. Therefore, whatever platform you're listening to this, Stitcher, podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to this, it originates from Podbean. So people can comment on the show on Podbean's site. And I had a I believe it's a gentleman, comment to me this week about the To Meet or Not to Meet show. And I don't know why. And the person's name is 2222. Pretty original. But quadruple two, I don't know who you are, and that's fine. I appreciate you commenting. It was a series of 1, 2, 3, 4 comments that he gave me. And for the life of me, it seems that this is what's going on in my world right now in electronics. The only way you can respond to a message on Podbean is on the mobile app. Fine. I've got it on my phone. I go to hit it on my phone, and every time I go to reply to the message, Podbean crashes. No idea. Podbean can't figure it out. They say everything should work. I get that. Everything should work. But it doesn't. So they're looking into it. So 2222, I want to answer your messages via reply on this show. So again, regarding To Meet or Not to Meet, which is the show that I talked about, are humans supposed to eat meat? Or are we designed to eat meat? Or are we really designed to be vegetarians? He came, and this was what? Thursday it came across. Wednesday or Thursday, I can't even remember now. But he says, none of those animals, and you keep referring to dogs and cats, have opposable thumbs. They don't use tools. Now, I don't disagree or agree, but I do believe we are meant to be omnivores. Now, omnivores are plant and meat eaters. How are we supposed to get omegas without eating meat? And don't give me that there are seeds that have it. Not all parts of the world contain those seeds. Okay, so I went to respond and I couldn't respond. And then he comes back a little bit later and says, dogs are omnivores. And then he comes back again. This one confused me a little, so I'm going to read it as it was sent to me in 2222. I don't mean to disparage you, but I don't think it came across as how you wanted it to. He says, she says, we also don't need to help our food down because we usually don't eat in the area that is dangerous or other animals that are looking to scavenge from our food. And then 2222, the last comment is, hence the reason why we cook our meat. Now, he makes some good points. He, she, 2222 makes some good points. We do need omegas. We do have seeds. Now, I think 2222's issue with this whole set of messages to me was he's looking in current times, I guess. I guess that would be the best way to put it. He's looking how we are now. This isn't how we were. Back, we'll call it ancient times, our ancestors, there were not nearly as many as there were now. And they populated areas that sustained them. And those areas had seeds, and those seeds did carry the omegas. Now, he is completely correct. There are some areas on the planet now that people are living in that don't have the seeds that carry the omega acids. So, yes, he is right to a point on that. But back then, people weren't as populous on the planet. And I don't know, but my theory is they didn't live in those areas. They lived in areas where the seeds and the plants were that could sustain them. Now, he keeps saying dogs and cats don't have opposable thumbs, and we do. To me, that has nothing to do with whether or not we should eat meat or not. Opposable thumbs allow us to be able to grip things like sticks and rocks and things that we could build fire with to keep us warm, things that we could plant. We could use our hands to grip these tools to help plant the seeds and the plants that would sustain us. And if you believe we are meant to create meat, they're there to grasp the spears that we use to kill the animals on. But I don't think, in my opinion, opposable thumbs have anything to do with whether or not we should eat meat. I think it's just a trait of a human being, and that has allowed us to to be able to be the dominant species on the planet. And that's one of the reasons, I should say. It's not the only reason. So when he says dogs are omnivores, that's true. Cats are omnivores. Listen, squirrels are omnivores. Chipmunks are omnivores. I never saw it until we were camping one year, and we found a little bird. And that little bird we put in the woods because it was injured, and we put it by what we believed was its nest, hoping that its mother would come and help it. Well, we were being, I'm not even going to use the word harassed, but we had a bunch of chipmunks around our campsite. And lo and behold, a chipmunk took that bird, killed it, and took it back to its nest to eat it. So you could say chipmunks are omnivores. I think a lot of animals are omnivores. Dogs, cats, prefer meat because they're carnivores. But dogs and cats, they can, well, cats, I have cats. My cats love catnip. They chew it, they eat it, they get high off of it. That's a plant. I think 2222 is missing the point here. Yes, dogs are omnivores. Dogs have completely different teeth than we do. Now, the comment when he said that confused me, we also don't need to help our food down because we usually don't eat it in the area that is dangerous or other animals that are looking to scavenge from our food. Again, this is, I think 2222 is stuck in this time period. Sure, we go to McDonald's and we get our hamburger and we may or may not eat it there, but we don't have mountain lions and lions and grizzly bears roaming around McDonald's trying to steal our food. It's a completely different time. At some point, and I think it was around, somebody told me the 1100s, we started eating meat. That's the general consensus. We started eating meat. But then he says, hence the reason why we cook our meat. Now, this is an important fact, and it brought up a point to me that might add credibility to the fact that maybe we're not supposed to eat meat. You look at a dog, you look at a cat, you look at any type of carnivore. They can eat raw meat, and it doesn't bother them. They can eat a carcass. Look at birds. Some of these birds are carrions, are carnivores, I guess. Granted, they don't have the teeth, but they're a different species. But they eat, they're meant to eat meat. That's how they sustain. So you can look at a dog, a canine, a feline, a bear, anything that eats meat, and they can eat raw meat, they can eat decaying meat, and it doesn't bother them. What happens if a human eats spoiled meat? We get food poisoning, we get very sick. Now I know what you're going to say, Tom, look at all the salmonella on lettuce. Exactly, there's bacteria in there. But again, I'm not saying whether or not we were or we are or we are not supposed to eat meat. I'm just saying I think there's ample evidence for both. And you really need to look for yourself and decide. You know, I told myself I was going to stop eating meat. That isn't going to happen. I've cut down drastically the amount. And listen, I've lost 10 pounds in a week and a half. Well, it's about, not even a week, not even 2 weeks yet. I've lost 10 pounds. Now, again, I'm sure a lot of it is water weight, but 10 pounds to me is 10 pounds. So I also had a really good listener of the show message me on Facebook and say, hey, Tom, humans have canines. We do have what we call canine teeth. But they're not canine teeth like a dog, a cat, a bear, any type of wild animal that is a carnivore. It's not like their teeth. We call them canines because they're the closest thing we have to a canine. If we had canines, we'd be walking around like vampires all day. A canine tooth is a long, pointed tooth that you bite into your prey and it grips. We don't have that. Yes, we have teeth that we can bite in, but it doesn't latch on. It's just the force of our bite can hold that and rip the skin from our prey if we need to. But it's we're, those canines are not designed to do that. Our canines are canine in name only. You know, if somebody, when they were naming the teeth, if somebody would have called them blunt teeth, then nobody could come and say, hey, we have canines. We have canines because we named those teeth that most represent or look like the kind of tooth that a carnivore would have. But that doesn't mean they're actual canines. So, 2222, thank you for listening to the show and listening to my points. I appreciate that. And most importantly, I thank you for the feedback because that generates more talking points on the show. I'm not disparaging you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just looking at it from a different point of view where you make sense. You make complete sense in this day and age. I think back when we were a fledgling race or fledgling species, I should say, it's a different world and it's a different situation. So 2222, thank you for the comments. I appreciate them immensely. Keep listening to the show. And if you want to be part of the show, all you got to do is contact me. You can go to podbean.com. Go to the Paranormal Patriot and send me a message. You can message me on Facebook. You can send me an email at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Just contact me. Let me know what you want to hear. If you have any questions, hey, that's the way to do it. 2222, he did it perfect. He listened to the show. He had questions and he had disagreements with me and he made them known. I'm not saying he's wrong. For all I know, 2222 is right. I may be completely wrong, but I wanted him to get his points across to all my listeners, and I wanted me to get my points across. And that's what debating is. I don't disparage him. I don't think any ill will towards him or her, sorry, because they kind of contradicted and they didn't agree with what I said. That's all a debate is. Different points of view. On the contrary, thank you for sending me your points of view because that's what the show is about. Let's talk. Let's open our minds. She brought forth some very good points. Very good points. All right. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, it's all political all the time on this show. We're going to talk impeachment. We're going to talk IG report. And we're going to talk about what is happening in Britain and what I think will happen in the future. Sit back, relax, open that mind, strap in, because we're in for a political ride, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. I've mentioned it before, and I'm going to tell you again. The Paranormal Patriot is growing by leaps and bounds, and it's time to add a new level of immersion to the show. And that level is you. If you want to be a part of this show, you have to contact me. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Do you have a paranormal encounter you want everybody to hear about? A supernatural experience? You have a government conspiracy, or do you just want to talk about politics or anything that you think our listeners would love to hear? Well, then contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. I will arrange you to be interviewed on this show and let your voice be heard. You can also send me your paranormal encounters, your supernatural experiences, what you want to hear on the show, or anything that you want the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot to know, I will let your voice be heard. Let's bring a new level of immersion to the Paranormal Patriot. Let's bring you to the show. Again, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Be a part of one of the fastest growing parapolitical podcasts out in the world of podcasts. Be a part of the Paranormal Patriot. All you have to do is contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Hey everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of the Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up.
Was it easy walking away? Was it hard when you found yourself outside? Were you scared? Start all over. Did you always know you would leave me behind?
Alrighty. What a week it was in politics. And again, at this point, I want everybody to know this is not a left and a right side issue to me. This is a fact-based issue. Whether you're talking about the impeachment, you're talking about the IG report, or you're talking about what just happened in Britain, you have to look at the facts. So let's start. Let's start with the impeachment process. Donald Trump is going to get impeached. It is a given. But let's look at this real quick. When this first started, when Adam Schiff started this circus, his biggest thing was there was a quid pro quo. Now, the two articles of impeachment that were brought to the Senate were abuse or obstruction of Congress and abuse of power. Now, the obstruction of Congress stems from the fact that Donald Trump wouldn't allow any of the Democrats' witnesses that they wanted Donald Trump to give up. He wouldn't allow them, via subpoena, to testify. And that's not obstruction of justice. That is a legal matter. Donald Trump, and listen, and when I say this, please, if you're on the other side of the fence of this, you have to look at this objectively. Donald Trump feels that this is a sham. This is a legal proceeding, essentially. He doesn't believe that there should even be talk about impeachment because he feels he did nothing wrong. He is hedging his bets on going towards a quote-unquote trial. In other words, he's saying, you know what? Go ahead, House, impeach me. Let's send it to the Senate where we can have witnesses galore. He is hedging his bets. That's not an obstruction of Congress. That is a man who feels he's innocent and doesn't want to play the game. That's not obstruction to Congress. They don't have anything there. Abuse of power. The abuse of power, first off, the Democrats proved nothing. Everything that was brought to light during this charade of Adam Schiff's was hearsay. And again, we have to look at this as a legal proceeding. We have to use, let's say it was a trial. We are gathering evidence to bring Donald Trump to essentially trial to determine whether he abused his power. You have to look at it this way, to the left-leaning people who listen to this show. There is not one person that the Democrats brought up to testify that says they have personal knowledge, that they have concrete proof, they had proof 100%, they talked to Donald Trump, they had talked to somebody who was on the call that said, yes, there was a quid pro quo. They didn't have that. All they had was, well, it was my assumption that that's what was conveyed. Or in my opinion, nobody in most people, had a second or third hand conversation with somebody who was supposedly in the room or outside listening. There's nothing concrete there. If this was a court of law, this would have been thrown out for lack of evidence. But now, because this is a partisan impeachment in Democrats, I want you to be thinking about this in reality terms. It has been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that prior to January 20th, 2017, when Donald Trump was inaugurated, prior to that, there was already a plan in motion to begin to impeach him. The man hadn't even served a day as president yet, and they were trying to find ways to impeach him. That should be a huge waving red flag. But for too many of us, it's not. It is the way it should be. This is why partisan politics do not work. Nothing gets done. We have spent 2 years trying to impeach this man, over 2 years trying to impeach this man, for everything that they'd thrown at him has bounced right off. So now it goes to the Senate. And listen, Lindsey Graham is doing the right thing by saying, yes, we will look at that because that's how the procedures are supposed to go. However, on the Democrat side, and again, you have to be honest about this, procedures don't mean anything anymore. They change them to what fits their agenda. They change them. Look, it's just like the kid losing the game. All of a sudden, the rules change to favor him. That's exactly what the Democrats are doing. Lindsey Graham, you're doing it right. You will have this. You will have this trial. You will have these hearings. You will have everything you need to have the impeachment hearings in the Senate. And then Donald Trump will be off scot-free because he didn't do anything. Now, let's talk about the IG report, because I was waiting for this IG report to come out for a long time. And I will be honest, when I first heard what was coming out of it, I was very, very, very surprised. And I'm like, wow, that is not what I expected. Now, granted, I would go on Fox News, which, to be honest, Fox News to me is turning into a liberal rag no better than CNN. I would go to them, then I'd go to Breitbart, then I'd go to CNN. It didn't matter where you went, the story changed. So I had to get the info for myself, and I finally got a chance to read the IG report, basically a synopsis of it. And what it read to me, it reminded me so much of Hillary Clinton. When James Comey went out and basically said she did nothing wrong. Well, she did do a lot wrong. She broke the law here, she broke the law here, she broke the law here, but it wasn't her intent to break the law. That's what this reminded me of, because everywhere I'm seeing 17 major, major, major discrepancies in the way the FBI handled the case, and another 51 others that nobody's talking about. But it's okay. There was no partisanship. You can't tell me there's no partisanship, because Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, who were high up in the FBI, were proven to be part of this and proven to have partisan tactics against Donald Trump. James Comey, who, by the way, did a victory lap in a Washington Post op-ed piece the day the IG report was released, saying, hey, there it is, I'm vindicated. By far, Mr. Comey, you are not vindicated. He, all along, denied the fact that the Steele dossier played a major role in his decision to go to the FISA court. Well, come to find out, that Steele dossier, which they knew it was knowingly false and fabricated, played a huge part in going to the FISA court. They used a knowingly false document, went to the FISA judges to get permission to spy on a U.S. citizen, which they claimed was a Russian operative, Carter Page. Well, come to find out, Carter Page was a CIA operative. He wasn't a Russian spy. But it didn't matter to the James Comey-led FBI because they were out to get Trump in by any means necessary. Now, what I want to see is I want to see and hear the reaction of these FISA judges that come to find out they were lied to knowingly by the FBI. I want to see their reaction. Nobody talks about that. But if I was sitting behind the bench and I had members of the FBI come to me saying, this is proof, we need to spy on this guy, we think he's a Russian spy, and then come to find out that these same people knew that the evidence that they were giving me was false and lies and fabricated, A, I would be very pissed, and B, I would want those people in prison. Because you and I, if we were to lie to a FISA court judge, we would be in prison in a heartbeat. But apparently, the FBI is above the law in this. Or are they? Because William Barr and John Durham, who John Durham is doing his own investigation. Now, keep in mind, Michael Horowitz, he cannot do anything but an investigation. He cannot recommend indictments. He cannot recommend anybody to be prosecuted. All he can do is say, hey, this is what happened. John Durham, on the other hand, has the ability to indict people and to recommend prosecution. Both William Barr and John Durham said, I disagree with Inspector Horowitz's findings. That, if you are involved in this, James Comey, I'm talking to you, that should send a chill down your spine. Because the people that can send you to prison, or worse, have said, no, that's not what happened. That is their way, trust me on this one, that is their way of saying, oh, no. You're going to see things starting to happen. I can't wait for John Durham's report. Really. And I have no idea when this is coming out. I keep hearing, oh, it's coming out soon. I've heard that for 2 months now. At this point, I'm just going to say, get it out soon. But John Durham's investigation is already a criminal investigation. And when you take that to a criminal investigation, there are indictments coming down. There are going to be people prosecuted. Now, who will it be? I just got in right before I recorded the show. Oh, gosh, I hope I can find it. Hold on just 1 second. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, yep, here it is. I was just sent a message by one of my contacts. It says, hey, I think you might want to mention this on the show. You might be one of the first to say it. I thought I should give you some info. This is from today, and I recorded this on Friday, December 13th. It says, and this is from a gentleman by the name of 40 Head. I don't know who it is, but apparently this guy has been pretty accurate on some of the stuff that he's posted before. He says, don't ask me for a source, don't ask me where, and don't ask me who, but someone big was just detained/apprehended. That's all the info I have. Literally, all eyes on. Now, the speculation is running rampant. Who could it be? There's some people that I've talked to that said, oh, someone big. It's Tom Hanks, because there's rumors that Tom Hanks is a pedophile. Some people are saying, oh, Sally Field was just arrested at Jane Fonda's climate thing. No big deal. That could be it. Usually that's what happens. It's somebody big, and it's just somebody being an idiot. Some people say it might be Clinton, it might be Comey, it might be Obama. We don't know. And I don't know how true that info is. It was very new. I got a picture of the post on Twitter, and that's all. And it was very new. It was from today. It was maybe an hour old when I got it. We'll see. You know, the way I have a good friend that I talk to. Message on Facebook all the time, and that's the beauty of Facebook. You get to know people without meeting them, I guess. But Connie is a very very good patriot. She's a very good conservative. She's constitutionalist. And she believes in my thoughts on the spiritual side of things. I mean, we're a good match. I mean, we should meet, honestly, Connie. But anyway, I've told her before, you know, I'm getting a little frustrated because I keep hearing that things are going to go down, things are going to go down, things are going to go down, and nothing happens. And part of me wants to know why, if Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi know that their time is limited, that Donald Trump is coming after them, why would they try to impeach him? Why wouldn't they just say, hey, okay, I'm just going to bow out of the spotlight here. Be low, get low, don't make any noise. It seems to me they wouldn't want to be a main focus because unless they're complete idiots, which that very well could be the case, they have to know that there's nothing there and they can't fabricate anything because you can't fabricate nothing that's there or something that's not there. But they continue to do it. But Connie keeps telling me, Tom, keep the faith. Things are going down. There's a plan. It's a very, very slow plan. I did see from another contact saying, hey, because I've mentioned this to a lot of people. I'm getting a little worried that nothing's going to happen to these people. And they said, look, this is all part of the plan. You can't just run in and start arresting all these people because then civil war is going to ensue. It's in a slow progression. It's part of the plan. Stick with the plan. I'm sticking with it, and I'm hoping that this is true, that Donald Trump is really the man to drain the swamp, to get rid of these corrupt politicians. And listen, I'm not just calling Democrats on this one. You are going to find about 90% of Washington and Hollywood going down. And if it comes to fruition, like I think it will, like I hope it will, our whole landscape in this country is going to change. We are going to be awakened to the mass greed, pedophilia, just the horrific crimes that these elites have perpetuated on the people they're supposed to be representing and protecting. I'm hoping that comes to fruition. I really, really think that John Durham's report is going to be a bombshell, an absolute bombshell. I was disappointed on the IG report with Michael Horowitz because, as I said, it was just like Hillary Clinton being exonerated because she didn't intend to break the law. You know, they broke a bunch of laws. The FBI was horribly incompetent in what they did, but there wasn't any partisanship in there. Okay, you and I know it was all about partisanship. Why did he say there was no partisanship in there when it's obvious that they used a fake dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign to smear Donald Trump and spread lies about Donald Trump? How is that not partisanship? Well, I was a little upset. And then at the hearing, I think Michael Horowitz said, you know what? This is BS. Yes, crimes were committed. There was people that you can't do this without intent. You have to intend to knowingly go to the FISA court and knowingly use knowingly false documents to obtain the right to spy on an American citizen for no reason and lie about why you're spying on him. So I think he got frustrated. And I think more of his truth, more of what he didn't really say in the IG report came out. And I think you have to be blind not to see that there was a partisan, it was all partisan. There was a coup attempt against our president, and there's still one going. Because right now, our president, Donald Trump, is impeached. The House impeached him. Now it goes to the Senate. I'm curious to see what happens. I would love to see the Durham report come out now and just throw all these people under the bus and say, this is the real problem. That's my thoughts on the IG report and the impeachment. Let me know what you think. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. When we come back, we're going to finish up the show by talking about an amazing, colossal, world-changing election in Britain. You may not think over here in America it's that big of a deal. Trust me, it is. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Every year the show grows, and this year will be no different. September 11th and September 12th, 2020, at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, the Michigan UFO Contact 3. If you are interested in UFOs or the field of ufology, you owe it to yourself to be a witness to the Michigan UFO Contact. They've had it for 2 years, and every year it has grown by leaps and bounds, and this year, again, will be no different. September 11th and September 12th, 2020, at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, be a witness to the next great UFO contact. Michigan UFO Contact 3. Hey everybody, it's Tom Velasquez, the host of The Paranormal Patriot. I wanted to take a quick second to wish every one of my listeners a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever and however you celebrate this holiday season. I want you to enjoy yourself, enjoy it with your family and friends, and just take time to reflect on the last year. I've done that, and I look back at this year and am amazed at what you, my listeners, and I have accomplished. We have grown this show beyond anything I could have imagined, and I could not have done it without you. In my eyes, you, my listeners, have given me the greatest Christmas present any podcaster could have, and that is tremendous growth with a great fan base, and I made a bunch of friends in the meantime. So thank you for everybody. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. And let's look into 2020 to continue to make the Paranormal Patriot grow. Again, thank you to all my listeners. Have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Again, however or whatever you celebrate this time of year, enjoy it because you deserve it. Alrighty, unless you've been living under a rock, you undoubtedly know now what has happened in Britain. Britain has, for I think it was the fourth time in 5 years, had a special election. Or an election, I guess. As a referendum of Brexit. And this is what infuriates me with politics now. Britain had spoke. They said they want out of the European Union. They voted to get out of the European Union, and they set a date. Well, that date came and went. Theresa May, she didn't want out of the European Union, so she made it her mission to stall and to have more votes to see if is that really what you wanted? And it was a resounding yes. In the meantime, politicians and the people lost faith in Theresa May as the Prime Minister, and she was essentially ousted from her position, and Boris Johnson came in. The reason Boris Johnson came in is he was pro-Brexit. Brexit, for those of you who don't know, is the Britain exit from the European Union. And he has been bastardized. He is the Trump of Britain. He's a buffoon. He's a Nazi. He's a pedophile. Everything has been thrown at this man. And again, he's the English version of Donald Trump. He's a conservative. He wants to build businesses. But on top of that, he is there for the people. He listens to the people. The people spoke. They want to get out of the European Union. He said, we're getting out of the European Union. So there were more votes. And then he finally said, look, we're having a special election on December 12th. Not only am I up on the chopping block, but every other politician in this country is on the chopping block. And this will be the referendum to decide whether or not the British people want to be removed from the European Union and what they want in a government. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, the results are astounding. If you would have listened on December 11th, you would have heard that left-wing party leader Jeremy Corbyn's party, the Labour Party, were neck and neck with Boris Johnson, that it was anybody's game. Yeah, Boris Johnson was predicted to win, but that's not really what we think will happen because Boris Johnson's a buffoon. Nobody likes him. Well, lo and behold, Boris Johnson's Conservative Party literally mauled the Labour Party in the latest election. This is such a dramatic result that people on both sides of the pond are seeing it now as a warning to the socialist-leading Democrats running for president here in the United States. You see, England is kind of a precursor of what is going on in America. For the most part, the English are more liberal. So for them to basically say, we've had enough of you liberals, we want conservatives to run our country, that is huge. Now, why do you think that these people are trying to impeach Donald Trump? Honestly, it could be one of two things. They're trying to get him out of office before he can just throw him in prison. Or the more logical explanation is they know that there is nobody in the Democratic field that can beat him. And this is a referendum of what is to come for the Democrats here in the United States. What just happened in Britain is going to be a telltale sign. Impeachment right now in America for the swing states and the independent voters is down in the 30% range. You're not going to hear that from CNN, MSNBC. They're going to say, well, half the people want impeachment. No, people are tired of it. People that actually did watch the impeachment hearings are smart. And they knew. They could see, oh, there's nothing going on here. This is just hearsay. But back to the British results. Now, the British results basically are a referendum on the Labour Party's drift farther towards the left, which is reminiscent and almost identical to the Democratic Party's far-left views in this country. The results in England are nothing short of a wake-up call for the rest of the world. This is what we've been seeing all over the world, in France, in Venezuela, in Brazil, in Hong Kong. People are rising up against a tyrannical government. And I'm not saying that conservatives aren't tyrannical, okay? Government is government. But let's call a spade here. A conservative governorship is giving you more money in your pocket, is making you safer, and is giving you more opportunity. A liberal government running things is making you more dependent on the government. I don't want to be dependent on the government. I want my natural talents to take me as far as I want them to take me and as far as I can have them take me. People are starting to wake up to that. This outcome in Britain, again, is a wake-up call for the rest of the world. As I said, Boris Johnson is the English version of Donald Trump. He is just chastised in the media, called every name in the book, said he's irresponsible, incompetent, but yet the people love him. Why? Because he acts like one of the people. He is one of the people. He hears what the people want, and he works towards getting the people what they want. Now, billionaire Democratic candidate for president, Michael Bloomberg. Now, I'm sorry. I thought billionaires were bad people to the Democrats, right? They're the one percenters. So this guy's running as a billionaire on the Democratic platform. Whatever. That's just my comment there. But Michael Bloomberg said, maybe this is the canary in the gold mine. The public clearly wanted a change in the UK. The change was much more rapid and had a greater magnitude than anyone had predicted. And I think it's sort of a catastrophic warning to the Democratic Party that you're just going to have somebody that can beat Donald Trump. And that is not going to be easy. No, it's not going to be easy. Because the people in England and the people in America do not want socialism. I heard a great quote today. You can vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out of it. And that is absolutely true. Ask the people of Venezuela. Ask the people of China. Ask the people of Soviet Russia. This is a huge win for freedom-loving people around the world. Listen, again, Democrats, you may not like this result, but it is what it is. The people of Britain spoke, and they said, we want out of the European Union. The Labour Party, which would be the liberal Democratic Party in this country, didn't like that result. So they kept stalling and having elections and saying, no, this isn't really what you want. And the people said, yes, it is. And they got rid of Theresa May, who was doing everything she could to stop Brexit. They brought in Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson did everything he could to bring Brexit along. To my English listeners, I say congratulations. You did it. By January 31st, you will be your own nation again. You will not be beholden to the European Union. You will not be beholden to their rules and guidelines and demands. You are free once again. Now keep it that way. Don't let these socialists come in and tell you how wrong you are. Don't let them come in and tell you you did the wrong thing, because it's going to happen. The media in England is just like the media here in the United States. They are slanted big time towards the Labour Party. You're going to hear everything but you did great to the people of England. You're not going to hear it on your side of the pond, but for the people of England, let me tell you, you are brave. You are very strong. You are very courageous. You have looked your government in the face, and you have spat in their face. You have told them, we have told you what we have wanted. And you have gone against that. So therefore, since we have the power, you no longer have power. We are going to elect people that listen to us. And ladies and gentlemen, we here in America, we can learn a lot from the people of England. Because right now, your senators, your congressmen and women, they are not listening to you. They have their... Listen, if your state has a Republican senator, and he is going against what his constituents want, get rid of him. Here in Michigan, Elizabeth Slotkin, Gary Peters, you are Democrats. I know. I've lived, I've worked in your districts. I know the people in your districts are against impeachment. Don't toe the party line. You were put into office to represent your constituents. Do it. It's as simple as that. If you're not going to do it, then your political career is over. It's as simple as that. Again, to the people of England, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. You've taken your country back. Enjoy the benefits of it. Because here in America in 2016, we did that. We took our country back. And we had the lowest unemployment rate since before I was born. If you're a minority, you had the best opportunity that you've ever had in this country. We are safer than we've ever been. The VA is fixed. If you're a veteran, you have somebody fighting for you on your behalf now. We kind of blew it in 2018, I guess, by electing people that don't care about the veterans, don't care about you or I. They just care about giving money away to illegal immigrants, killing babies, and, you know, it's sad. It's sad. We can make up for it here in America in 2020, and I think we will. I think the Democrats have shot themselves in the foot. I think they know they've shot themselves in the foot, and they're running scared now. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, they put all their eggs in a basket for this impeachment process. And public sentiment is doing exactly opposite of what they thought it would do. They thought that the American people would see that Donald Trump is an evil man and he needs to be impeached. They thought it would take one of the Democratic frontrunners and move them up to where they can beat Donald Trump. Well, they now realize that their chances of winning in 2020 are slim to none unless they can find a way to get this guy impeached. And mark my word, once this impeachment process fails, there'll be another scandal. And when he wins again in 2020, there's already politicians on the Democratic side that says if he wins in 2020, we'll just impeach him again. I mean, come on. That's not what you were put into office to do. I'm sorry. And it's frustrating because they don't care about us. They only care about their party lines and their donors and their lobbyists and their power. Well, America, let's take a page from the Britons. Let's take back our power. Let's give it back to the people. You had the best opportunity you have had in America in ages. It's now time to use it. I'm going to cut this show a little bit short, a couple minutes short, give Coming Right Up a chance to advertise this week. But I wanted to thank everybody who contacted me and said, hey, don't hold back on the politics. I love talking politics. I do. I know I'm going to anger some people on this show because of my views, but listen, you have to look at it through a clear glass. The facts are there. There's no evidence to impeach this man. This is a partisan witch hunt, and it has to stop. We need to force these politicians to go back to work and fix the things that are wrong in this country. And if they're not going to do it, get somebody in there who will. I hope you enjoyed the show. Contact me with any comments, questions, concerns. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week. Do you feel the same?